USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices are up nationally for the third straight week. AAA reporting the average price at the pump is now $3.80 a gallon, up 6 cents from last week. Residents of Mississippi enjoy the nation's cheapest gas at $3.06 a gallon. Meantime, California's price has spiked to $6.41 a gallon. Following North Korea's missile launch, John Kirby says a possible nuclear test from the communist state would be concerning and deeply destabilizing.
Very troubling development here with this most recent launch. Certainly not the first one we've seen this year, but they're definitely the most recent, and there's a range here that's of concern in terms of how long this missile was able to travel.
The National Security Council communications coordinator saying he's closely watching the situation. The Federal Aviation Administration announced they are extending the required hours of rest between flight attendant shifts to a minimum of 10 hours. Association of Flight Attendants International President Sarah Nelson tells Fox News this will make a difference.
The airlines have said that they will have to hire more flight attendants. That doesn't necessarily mean more staffing, but of course it means people are not going to be as exhausted as they're dealing with this. That is helpful.
The number of job openings is falling sharply. The Labor Department says figures from August show there were 10.1 million openings, which is a million less than the previous month. Healthcare, social assistance, and retail trade had the biggest decrease in openings for the month. Elon Musk is planning to go through with the deal to buy Twitter. Bloomberg reporting Musk made the proposal to the social media giant in a letter. The Tesla CEO agreed to buy Twitter earlier this year for $44 billion, but changed course and tried to back out of the deal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Investigators have arrested and charged the man they claim is responsible for a fake report of an explosion on Northeastern University's campus in Boston last month. Special agent in charge of the Boston division of the FBI, Joseph Bonavolanta, says they believe Jason Duhame fabricated the incident, including a fake manifesto from the scene.
We believe Mr. Duhame wanted to be the victim, but instead victimized his entire community by instilling fear at college campuses in Massachusetts and beyond.
The country music world is mourning the loss of a legend.
From a poor upbringing to become the most recognized female singer-songwriter in country music history, died Tuesday at the age of 90 in Hurricane Mills, Tennessee. Passed between Memphis and Nashville, family members said she passed away in her sleep. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Tom Brady and longtime wife Gisele Bündchen are reportedly calling it quits. Page Six reports a couple have each hired their own divorce lawyers to prepare for a split. This comes after Brady retired from the NFL earlier this year, only to unretire a couple months later. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, so I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.